Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, Laura, my name is James McNabb, and you gave me a number. I'm supposed to have something coming to me, and you gave me the number to call where it shipped from. They said it'd been shipped, but I don't think it has been. Do you have a number, a different number to call?
Are you calling in about an order?
Yes.
What's the order number?
I have no idea.
Okay, what is it that you ordered?
I didn't order it. It was a prize thing. An iPad from Zinnicole's advertisement. Y'all took $7.95 shipping. Then another group took $53 for a catalog. And they're supposed to send it to me, and they never have.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
James McNabb, McNabb.
And what is the shipping address?
106 Florista Drive, McDonough, Georgia, 30252.
Okay, so you did the $7.95 shipping and handling for the tablet, and then the $54.97 for the membership.
That's
now you
correct.
have been canceled out of the membership. Let me see here.
Correct.
Okay, so the information has been sent to the email. I have mcnabbdwight@yahoo.com.
That is correct.
Okay, so you'll need to check the email. It was sent on January the 22nd and January the 27th.
I received no email.
Right. The only thing I can do on my end, sir, is I can request for it to be resent.
I mean, I don't need the email. I need the iPad. When is it coming? Where do I get the shipping information, or has it been shipped at all?
Yes, that's the information that I'm speaking about. I can get it sent over to your email.
Okay, what does it say?
So I can't see the information, sir. What I'm going to do is I'm going to request for the information to be sent to your email.
When should I expect that?
Let me see here. Give it the next... I'm going to submit it now while I'm speaking with you. And it can take up to 24 hours for you to receive.
An email?
Yes, sir. Once I don't create the email. What I do is I submit a request for it. And once it's viewed and sent over, it takes about 24 hours for you to receive.
When I talked to this number before, they referred me to a different number who told me they had shipped it. Do you have a
different
number?
I don't have another number for you to call.
Well, that makes me more suspicious.
What's the number that was provided?
I don't know. I just turned around and called it right then. They said, here's the number of the people who ship it out. And I called those people. They said, yes, it had been shipped I talked to them on the 22nd, 24th.
It was on the 27th, sir, that there was a phone call to us. So from the 27th, they usually take 7 to 10 business days. So, I mean, hasn't been quite that much time yet.
But there's not another number that you have from where they ship it out.
No.
Well, I'm going to give it the 7 to 10 days. That's about up. And then my next call will be the Better Business Bureau. All right. Thank you for your time.
So, are you wanting to cancel the order?
No, I want it. I paid for it.
Okay, the only other thing I can do on my answer is I can request for the email to be sent to you with the tracking information. If you don't want to wait, I mean, the only thing I can do is get you canceled out.
No, ma'am, I want to wait. It's paid for. Why would I cancel something I paid for? Send me the email, and then I'll follow up on the tracking. But when I talked to that other person at another number, they said it had already been shipped.
See, that's what, I'm not sure what you're speaking about, because we wouldn't provide another number.
Obviously, you don't know what I'm speaking about, but I do.
And you're saying you don't even know who you spoke with, so I don't.
Okay, yeah. Send me that email, and we'll follow up from there. Like I say,
okay,
if I don't get any
sales, thank you for calling customer
support. I didn't told you who I'd call. Thank you for nothing, witch.
Excuse me?